Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just stay one.
Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed. And I truly mean, I'm really blessed in the name of Jesus to be before you this evening. Praise God. To continue forth reading the Word of God out of the King James Version. Praise God. I truly thank God for the commitment and dedication we have unto His Word and to do what He called for us to do. I first and foremost, as mentioned, I acknowledge God for being the head of my life. I also want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Starr. Yeah, she's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane's ministry and friends. And we thank God for her continued support and work that she does in the ministry. We also want to acknowledge those out there in Los Angeles, California. Sister B, praise God. God bless you. We also acknowledge the Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California as well. God bless you, my brother. We thank God for you. And I pray that everything's going well with you and our prayers are going with you as well. We also pray for those in the name of Jesus that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blogtalk, Twitter, or even into our archives. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. For God has allowed us in the name of Jesus to come before you this evening to give you the word. We give you the word of God coming out of the book of Acts. A lot of our understanding and where a lot of our obedience and direction that God has given us comes from the book of Acts. And this is one in which we are really digging into and we're really being committed to this reading of the word because it's power in his word, in his name, Jesus. Amen. So we're coming forth out of the book of Acts, God, and we always want to acknowledge our listeners out there in Canada. We acknowledge you, praise God. Thank you for listening in to us. We also acknowledge those that are in Egypt. How about that? Praise God. We have listeners in Egypt. Praise God. We have those that are in Indonesia. Praise God. We have ways of finding where our listeners are. And we see that many of our listeners, praise God, are spread actually throughout all the world. Canada, we have Indonesia, praise God. We have Germany, we have Egypt, amen. We have South Korea, amen. We just thank God for those listeners. And if I have not mentioned your name or your state or country, God bless you anyhow, because everyone, we're all family in the name of Jesus. And trust that you be blessed, going and coming, praise God. We acknowledge Brother Eddie out there in Chicago, Illinois. Praise God. God bless you, my brother. Amen. We praise God for you and your girl. We praise God for you. And think and believe that everything happens for a reason. Trust the Lord. He got you back. Amen. That's a word for everyone. Trust the Lord because he has your back. Whether you're sick or whatever it is, broke, discouraged, disgusted, afraid, addicted, whatever it may be, abandoned, God is there. And so we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to, once again, continue to pray for those in need and so on. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening, Lord God, again, we come to humbling ourselves to say thank you, Lord. Lord God, I can't say anything else other than thank you, Lord, right now, because you've been so good to me. I would trust that all those that are listening are you being well and good to them as well. We pray for those that are sick and shut in. We pray for those, Lord God, that have issues in marriage. We pray for those in the name of Jesus that have a form of sickness or disease that have rested upon them for a moment, just for a few minutes. Lord, we thank God for deliverance, for we recognize in his word that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him. And as we speak that word, which is the word of God, you are healed. Believe your blessing. Believe your healing and receive it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for the obedience that we continue to move forward. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great. Lord, we thank you as we continue to move on and press on, asking for your protection by the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Bless our daughters, bless our sons, bless our wives, bless our husbands, our mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, grandmothers and grandfathers. We pray for everyone on today because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God. Because as it comes forth in the book of Acts,
amen. We're going to come forth under the anointing, trusting that the Spirit of God has touched somebody's heart. And we even desire, if you desire prayer, there is a point where you can initiate on your phone, and we'll be happy to put you in queue. And after the program, we pray for you on the air in Jesus' name. We're going to read Acts chapter 1. Let us read. The former, Acts chapter 1, the former trust had I made, O Theophilus, of all the Jesus begotten to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou up this time restore again the kingdom of God to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for ye to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of his sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? Shall so come in like manner as ye shall have seen him go to heaven? Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room, where adored both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the father of James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zealot, and Jordan, your brother again. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. And brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas, which was God to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity and falling headlong. He burst asunder in the midst of all the battles. It was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called, as the proper term, Akedama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be definite, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishop let another speak. Wherefore, of these men which have continued with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be obtained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed to Joseph called Barnabas, who was surnamed and they prayed and said, Lord, won't you know the heart of all men? So where are these two thou hast taken, that he may take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place? And the king took the lot, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fallen come, they were all with one God in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. I did see over the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto this cloud cloven tongue like as a fire, and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And that was dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when these went noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Oh, yeah, we every man in our own tongue, when we were born, hearken, and needed, and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus, in Asia. Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Syrian, the strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Greeks and Arabians, we do hear them speak in their own tongues and wonder the works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what manner meaneth this? These men are full of a new wine. But Jesus, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all that ye dwell at Jerusalem, be that this known unto you, and hearken to my voice and words. But these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my maidservants, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the notable day of the Lord comes. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men, readers, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. As ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel, wicked hands have crucified. And knowledge of God, ye have taken in by those wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God had raised up, having loosed the palms and chains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. The demon speaking concerning me. I foresaw the Lord always before my feet, but he is on my right hand, and I should not be moved. Therefore, do my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, as also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not have my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the wings of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. When men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would rise up Christ to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in him, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, therefore we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promises of the Holy Ghost, it has shed forth this, which ye know, now see and have. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he, the Lord, said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foe thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know, a sitting there that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did the testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from the untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued testifying in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread. And in fear came upon every soul, and many women and wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together on all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, and every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praise God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 3. So Peter and John went up together unto the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid there at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. And asked alms of him that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, casting his eyes upon him with John, said, look up. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have given to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise up and walk. and took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was him with sex. But all at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And the lame man which was healed hailed Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye on so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we may have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let them go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desire the murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith has known his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye shall know, ye faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness of the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance ye did, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had shown by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, and he has so foreseen. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of the resolution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brother, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Ye. And all the prophets, from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, I and thy seed shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. Unto you, first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, turning away every one of you from his iniquity. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Acts. Amen. Chapter 4, praise God. I'm sorry, that's chapter 3. We'll pick up on chapter 4 on tomorrow. Praise God. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and now it's the evening that the Lord is complete. So we do once again thank you. Thank you for joining us on David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I'm Elder David Ambrose Straw. God bless you. And until tomorrow, I love you with the love of God. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Although they've said, never trapped you, I want you to know.